T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM and AC1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app in favor of 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. By the way, the poll on at Morning Roast 957, apple juice with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. 46% says yes, 54% says hell no. The polls are flipped. You guys doctored the polls. Apple juice is very good.
Apple juice is a no, no matter
no,
what.
No, I'm
thank
out.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm out on it, yeah. but wait a minute. Why does it need to be a safe space to admit that you've cut milk out?
I'm Irish Catholic. Milk was like one of the three PowerPoint presentation at the birth, you know, foods.
Yeah,
all right?
I know. But
chicken, broccoli, and milk.
Is there milk in the host?
But every... Yeah.
There's milk toast.
24.
I have breasts. Can you milk me? Bat 24. I mean, parents.
Juice is good with anything.
Well, that's fine. Apple juice is just a big old jug of sugar, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with sugar, but like, I don't know. Every 25 years, fair enough. Every 25 years, we know a bunch more than we knew before.
For sure.
Right? So, like.
Well, we grew up on whole milk.
Right.
Gallons of it. I'd drink it right out of the gallon.
Right. But when you turn 30, you can't process dairy anymore, and nobody cared about that. Like,
milk was a bad choice.
I mean, by the time I was 30, I was down to 2%, baby.
By the way,
not fat.
There's milk in this thing that I bring in here every single morning.
Milk? Or soy milk or almond milk.
No,
milk.
And you have to drink
2%,
whole milk.
Not whole.
If you're drinking 2%,
it's 2%.
You're drinking chemicals, because how do they get it to 2%?
You're not drinking chemicals? We're all drinking chemicals.
The only thing commodified, I drink organic straight from the cow, whole milk.
Yeah, organic. Organic 2%
Betsy's
milk.
Betsy's in his backyard.
You know
he's
what they do to make
day.
It 2%,
I
right?
I don't really care. Have you ever had a hot dog? I don't want to know.
Only at Costco. Those hot dogs are for real.
I don't know that, but you know.
Great bang for your buck.
And by the way,
I'm not trying to say my body's a temple, but don't pretend
your body's
you're 2%.
A wonderland.
You're, thank you. That's your boy
look
Liam Gallagher,
it.
Right?
Yeah, just look. No, it's not.
Is
that's
that Bush?
That's John Mayer.
Was that?
Actually.
Oh, it's John Mayer.
It's John Mayer.
I was thinking about. I thought it was glycerine.
Yeah, that's my water bottle. But
he's going to do
all
it.
Three notes of glycerine. Bam, doom, 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 doom.
This is a white band from Britain.
Yeah, I you guys lost me.
Are you guys still doing Pandora's Box?
Well, because of the music stuff on YouTube. I just watched a great, by the way, two great docs that I recommend. Creedence Clearwater. I don't know if you guys have seen. There's a CCR.
No.
El Cerrito High. I didn't even know that.
El Cerrito High.
I didn't even know that. It's where the whole band's from.
The old El Cerrito High.
Yeah.
You know El Cerrito High was completely leveled and rebuilt.
Did not
really?
Know that.
They took the whole thing, like all the schools in the, I guess that's West Contra Costa County, Albany High, they leveled it, rebuilt it. Yeah. El Cerrito High, completely gone.
Because of the earthquake?
Well, no, because it was a dump. It was asbestos. It was more asbestos.
Yeah. But shout out to the Gauchos.
And beautiful El Cerrito High.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Shout out to the Gauchos. Yeah. Their gym is nice.
You know Centerfield, the song? Dun, 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 dun. You know the baseball song that everybody plays?
Yeah. Okay.
John Fogerty.
Terrible job.
So it's that guy.
I know the song Centerfield. I don't know what the hell you're doing right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's that guy. Him and his brother, and they were in a band. Anyway, that one. But you also have to check out the Nolan Ryan doc. It's called Facing Nolan. It's not a traditional like 17-part doc.
Right.
I love Nolan Ryan, one of my favorites, and I learned so much about him that I'd never seen. And I was sending videos to these guys from the doc. Check it out. It's like an hour and a half.
Where is it?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's called Facing Ryan.
Facing Ryan.
About Nolan Ryan. He is all time.
Facing Ryan or Facing Nolan?
Maybe it's Facing Nolan.
Okay, it's one of those.
It's one of the two. All right.
I need a Roger Clemens doc, because he was great in 30.
Well, Roger's in the Nolan Ryan doc, talking about Nolan Ryan. He's yeah, we used to give guys bow ties. That's the era we came from, meaning hitting him from the neck up.
Roger Clemens is great in that Captain doc, wasn't he?
Oh,
his
man.
Little cameo.
He's a crime boss.
There's nothing little about his cameo. No. The dude's about 315.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is
He looks like comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yes,
I mean, he's gigantic.
I'm so happy for you, Bonte. So happy. Because, man.
Ring night?
No, yeah. You just, like, I'm driving in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, the word Warriors came out of your mouth, and your whole aura changed.
Dude.
Your entire aura. Like, I'm like,
the bird cage.
I haven't heard this, Bonte, for, like, 4 months at least.
No, that's
your
a lie.
Your whole aura changed.
You haven't heard this, Bonte, in 3 weeks.
Since Trey got hurt.
The 49ers kicked off. Yeah. I came back from Europe. For 3 weeks, I was floating coming back from Europe.
I know, but
and then the Niners kicked
days.
Off in Chicago. No, the Chicago trip. Soldier Field. That's what it flipped.
But give me this.
Oh, my Lord.
Give me this, because the Warriors, it's not like they didn't take us on a ride, too. Like, they remember Panic Meter, but like...
Arrogance Meter.
They don't get under your skin like the other teams do.
Well, they're proven champions, and they've provided us many years. Look. In terms of entertainment, I would say 2016 might be the most entertaining
season.
Well,
you guys are married. He can answer it for you.
Go ahead.
Without me, there wouldn't be a show. Just be you yelling.
That's a four?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm sorry.
I'm glad you guys are both wearing Giants uniforms, today. You look like Kapler, and you look like Yaz. Like, you guys, full uniform over here.
Yes.
Sorry, it was the first one I could come up with.
Just to let you know, a right-hander or a lefty's going to come in fifth inning, and I'm pulling you.
Well,
okay?
I'm an everyday player. I'm Yaz, even though I'm batting 162 of the last 60.
I mean, you're going to
162?
Well, no, he's actually hot right now. I don't know if you know this.
They're going to finish over 500, everybody.
If they win five of the next eight.
And I'm going to be here being like, winning team.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
Hey, I won't. You're batting cleanup today.
There's a Fillmore Mike promo that came out, and I want to play it.
Oh, God, it was so good.
It's phenomenal.
You missed the best part of it, though. Captain Save a Jimmy.
No,
they played it.
Oh, I didn't know that was in there.
It turned into a promo.
I didn't know that was in there.
You know what it means.
Captain Save a Jimmy G.
He's Captain Save a fill in the blank.
Honestly,
he's been calling me Captain Save a Giant for about 3 months already.
I love it.
So Fillmore on multiple networks simultaneously in the morning.
He's amazing.
Back to your question.
Back to Wiggins.
You know what, I'll back
somebody, Tyler Miller said this on YouTube. Bonte in the monsoon definitely will change the mood. And that's what happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
When I watched that game, and they lose to the weak-ass Chicago Bears, who are 2-1, by the way, beat the Houston Texans, and they walk into that
monsoon,
I'm thinking to myself, how did that happen? And then what happened in week two and in week three? Yeah, you move. When you talk 49ers, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating because we're back talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
They should be 3-0 is the problem.
They
should be 3-0.
And we're back in the twilight zone. But I do think they'll beat the Rams on Monday, which will calm everything down.
You think they're
going to
beat the Rams?
They should beat the Rams.
I'm not going to spoil
this. I have no idea.
I'm not going to spoil this because Dibs and I are going to chat it out when we get going here in about 20 minutes. But as much as I want to stay in the moment, I did some digging last night. And not only, as Dibs knows, did I re-find my optimism.
Oh, God.
I am willing to bet anybody who wants to that this team is going to the playoffs this year.
Yeah. Boy.
But I'm not doing this. Isn't just because think positive.
Okay.
No. This is metrics.
Oh, there's
this
evidence.
This is metrics.
1,000%.
Scott Harris gave you a.
You're going David Lombardi's spreadsheets on.
No, I'm going. It's very simplistic. Actually,
you're going DVOA.
There's not going to be.
He's going DVOA.
I'm not. There's not going to be any initials
on the
that you don't know.
Well, they have an elite defense, and they should be able to get to the playoffs if you can win like 9 games. I really feel like 9 wins.
That's what we were saying yesterday. 9-8.
It feels like the playoffs.
Well, tell me. Give me 7 teams that are going to win 10 games in the NFC. There's no way.
Exactly.
There's no way.
The only one that I don't know about is Arizona. I can't put my finger on them.
Oh, my gosh. They play us well.
They should be 0-3.
Right. They play us well.
They do.
I mean, it's hard for me to do that.
But
are they going to play anyone else well?
I don't know.
Take away the fourth quarter against the Raiders. That has been the worst team in football. They can't even stay on the field with teams right now.
Well, the Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, just absolutely brutal.
I mean, there have been 1-score losses, but it's okay.
Right.
And no, they're plucky. They're plucky, Spadone. They're very plucky. They are right there.
They did win the offseason, though.
Oh, my God.
Chandler Jones and
McDaniels is going to change this thing. It's a culture change, and it's going to be okay.
I love that you guys are already checking the box of a win over the Rams on Monday night.
I'm not talking about...
But the schedule after eases
they're going to beat the Rams. You just said that. Those are the words that came out of your mouth. Why?
I said they should beat the Rams.
Why should they beat the Rams?
Because Vegas said so. That's why.
They got the better defense.
Yeah, Vegas said that about Denver, too. You're right, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, boy,
you had
that right.
They said that about Chicago as well. They have the better defense. I think the Niners do have the better defense. And they should be able to get to Stafford. And Stafford will throw a couple up to the Niners now, whether or not they catch them or recover fumbles. That's one thing. But I really don't know. I really don't
Aaron
know if they're
Donald
win or not.
And this offensive line, it's just I
exactly. It's and Bobby G and the five turnstiles. Your offensive line, your interior three is unproven. I can't snap the ball, and I was drafted, but I can't start. Your right tackle, you guys have called terrible with a capital T, and your left tackle, your borderline Hall of Famer, is out, and we're going to replace him with who?
Let me
I'm
just
not
say,
guaranteeing
though,
anything.
No one's guaranteeing anything.
I'm ready
but
for
let me,
all outcomes
let
on Monday
say,
night.
But Stafford will throw it up.
He will throw it up.
The conversation.
You guaranteed it yesterday. You locked it up.
I did not.
We put the lock sound.
Did I?
Stone
did
cold
I do that?
Lead
okay, never mind.
We locked it.
Fine. No, I'll wear that because they do think they're going to win. I will remind you, though, conversation you just had, same conversation we had going into a Monday night game against the Rams last year. How the hell are they going to block this team?
And then
people like Brunskill have stopped Aaron Donald in the past.
But they had a borderline Hall of Fame center, and they had a quality guard.
But they had been terrible. You're looking at that
better
now.
Than this.
No, they
that
weren't.
That Kittle play was
look
incredible.
At the metrics. They were not. By the way,
the metric system is on display.
If you want to look at metrics, I'll ask you guys this. Forget what you know. Forget last year. What do the Rams do well? This year.
What do they do well
what
this
do
year?
Well?
Get the ball to Cooper Kupp.
Okay. Exactly.
Like, and he just destroys the Niners.
Okay.
Outside of that, they're a very inconsistent team. They don't run the ball very well. Cam Akers is on a milk carton.
They can't protect Stafford.
No. Well, Stafford also, he spins around and makes this incredible play and then misses Cooper Kupp by 25 yards.
The stats will tell you this is not that great of a team. They're not a top 15 offense. They're not a top 15 defense.
They've got playmakers at every level.
I love when you pull out the spreadsheet, Kapler. You're going Kapler on us, Tom.
Bobby Wagner just owns
you don't like the numbers. That's
Bobby Wagner scares me so much.
You know what the equalizer is?
These are all names. They're names.
I know.
That's what scares us.
He always gets turnovers.
Also, the equalizer. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
He's going to throw a couple up
to you. But if he plays good.
And they've got playmakers that go back to the house. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
They've got playmakers, too.
You know what usually happens with those Jimmy Garoppolo interceptions? The other team drops them.
They are thinking, Jimmy Garoppolo's playing quarterback. We can get right.
Jalen Ramsey's thinking that. Jalen Ramsey's thinking that for sure.
Aaron Donald? Who's going to block
him? I'm not telling you they're going to go in and house
him. You can guarantee it. I don't know.
To me, there's also a piece of this where I'm just predicting that this is the way the story goes. This is just the way the story goes. Like I've
this
watched
is the way,
I've watched this team now for a number of years, and if you ask me what it feels like the script will do next, after a week of absolutely having pitchforks, they will go win this game. That's usually the way that they react.
I hope too. I hope.
What are you laughing at?
I just don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
It's a beauty.
I'm in a good mood.
It's a beauty.
Like I said, they should win, but they should have been Chicago. They should have been Denver. And they're 1-2.
Yeah. They should be 3-0.
Mark, I'm in a good mood. But I heard you all last week say Denver's defense isn't any good. I'm like, oh, that's the kiss of death.
I didn't say that.
That's the kiss of death.
That didn't come out of my mouth.
I didn't say that. I never said they weren't any good.
I was the one telling you that Denver's defense was legit.
I said, and I will reiterate, they are not as good as they look right now because if you look.
Yeah, you had that run wrong.
No, I didn't. If you guys are going to sit here and say Jimmy Garoppolo is junk, if you feel that way.
He's junk because he faced a good defense.
No.
That's
chicken and the egg. Oh. Denver Broncos.
You like that?
Denver Broncos have faced Geno Smith. They have faced Davis Mills and Jimmy Garoppolo. And we're going to tell everybody they're elite.
And who's the best of those three?
They're good.
Who's the best of those three?
I actually right now don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
Look at you. Captain. Oh, captain, my captain.
Whoa. I don't know.
Jimmy G. Set up for you to say Jimmy G.
7-1 after a loss.
I don't know about right now.
Him and Kyle, 7-1 after a loss.
Yeah.
So, okay,
this is the way the story usually goes. That's all
I'm
telling
you. It's hard to argue with that.
I love that. I love that.
By the way,
against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Mac Jones not playing on Sunday. Brian Hoyer getting the start.
Oh, he's out
in Green Bay.
Max's out. Whatever Trent's out, Max is worse.
Yeah, Max
this is
bad.
A severe.
Yes.
Like he may be doing surgery.
I feel bad for him. It looked like really bad.
By the way, y'all feel like I need help because I'm still alive in a survivor pool and it got real.
Yeah,
real
I'm not
fast.
Predicting anything. No. But
I gave it to you
Packers, right?
It's Packers is a slam
dunk. I got one left too.
Right?
Who they
I
playing?
Have one left too.
New England.
New England with Brian Hoyer at Lambeau. It feels too easy, though. I hate this stuff.
My Belichick take is aging well, huh?
What was your Belichick take?
That this might be his final season in New England.
That's
it's
right.
Looking
that's
ugly.
Right.
So, Matt Patricia on the sideline. I know we're going Patriot.
And Joe Judge.
Yeah. I'm like, Patricia, this is a guy who wore a pencil
with
a laminated sheet. Dude, you're not writing on the laminated sheet with the pencil, bro. It was a problem.
Well, I mean, they just decided to not have an offensive coordinator, and now they don't have a quarterback. So I don't know how they're going to score any points. I was amazed they scored as many as they did against Baltimore last week.
Baltimore's defense is looking leaky.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Lamar's is still scoring.
Well, they lost Fuller.
He just scored.
They lost Kyle Fuller, their cornerback. He's out with a torn ACL.
Yes.
Ronnie Stanley didn't play again.
The safety's looking a little suspect.
Hamilton had
another
game.
And I liked him a lot.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's young.
Well,
survivor pool. Yeah, I'm going Green Bay, too. We've had over 5,000 entries
through,
in the survivor pool. Bitcoin.
Nice.
845 entries left. 4,634 have been eliminated.
That's the way it goes. You know?
It got real fast this year. It got real fast. Yeah. I think the sneaky one, this weekend, and it's for people who already use Green Bay, the sneaky one is Detroit. They're hosting Seattle.
I know. I saw that.
What I'm worried about is they're banged up. They've lost DeAndre Swift.
Jamal Williams is running hard.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Not sure.
Goff actually not bad.
Goff?
Not stinky?
No.
Not Goff. Stinky?
Not bad. I can't go down with Detroit. I would not take
Seattle
Detroit
on the road is pointless.
Yeah, but they have weapons, though. They've got weapons.
No, they don't.
DK, Tyler Lockett?
Yeah. Who's going to get it to him?
Man.
I mean, they're fine. I just think Seattle, to me, based on watching them 3 weeks, they're going to be one thing at home, which is sort of viable.
Competitive.
They're going to be a joke.
I love when you write teams off. It makes me want to go all in.
Writing
on those
anybody
teams.
Off. Yeah. I'm telling you what I see.
Seattle on the road.
He's got some guru to him. Guru told me a couple weeks ago, hey, I'm taking the Florida State Seminoles against Louisville. And I said, damn, I got to sweat this one out. Thanks, guru.
you want to talk about writing people off? That was an interesting show yesterday from Guru. Wow.
What happened?
He wants Kyle Shanahan fired.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yesterday.
Just fired.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's extending Cooper Rush simultaneously.
The Jedi? Kyle Shanahan
we can all, and everybody does, everybody's perspective is wide open, welcome, and heard with regard to where things are with 49er football.
Uh-huh.
Stop firing people in week 3
who
have been deep in the playoffs two of the last 3 years. Like,
okay, you're not firing.
You have to look at contracts to me before you even start.
Yes.
Honestly, I mean, Jed York is not going to look at this situation and go, you know what? I miss the Kelly Tom Sula era. This Shanahan thing hasn't worked out. Super Bowl berth, one conference championship berth, and he's got 4 more years. It's a non-starter in terms of firing Kyle Shanahan, but I do think that as we get to the offseason, things need to change in terms of how we go about picking players, because your running back room is thin, and every running back you pick high can't play.
Did you hear Mike Holmgren with us yesterday?
Yeah.
They were talking about the hierarchy, and he had personnel decisions. Like, he was supposed to be the czar at multiple locations, Green Bay and in Seattle. And he worked with Ted Thompson, and who's the other guy?
Ron Wolf.
And he was basically saying that, like, he trusted their evaluations. Very few times did they go off, you know, whatever that they had, and they would have this long conversation, but it was very interesting. He's like, I wanted to do the coaching and the schematics and all that, and I allowed him to do the personnel. Belichick, the personnel guy, has done in Belichick the coach. Look at his drafts over the last few years. Yep. It's so hard to do both.
Well, and I do,
and I don't think Shanahan's doing both. But I'm saying, like, some of the decisions are bad.
We simplify it, and it's probably not fair. Like, we in our minds, it's just Kyle making draft picks as if he went to all of Ohio State's games.
He's just
to watch
down.
Trey Sermon the day before 49er games all year long. Like, yeah, you do have to at a certain point, you're going to rely on other people and their input. Does he have the final say? Yes. Did we get to every single one of these picks as a solo bolo project? No, that's not how it works. There are definitely fair questions with how they've drafted their running backs the last couple of years. It's not 100% on Kyle.
I'm watching the New York Giants situation. Where did they go? Will Saquon be on the block at some point? Because he's going to be a free agent after the season.
I mean, and I wouldn't pay him if I were them. But then if you're wanting him, then you're going to have to pay him.
I'd take him for I'd franchise tag him. I'd rent Saquon.
They've got the franchise tag.
If you franchise tag him, it's $10 million.
Okay. That's fine for 1 year.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm willing to do that and for a special running back. And the cap's going up. Tiff Wilson Jr. is not pumping any fear in defenses. They've obviously tried to get a running back.
But who is a special running back? I mean, outside of Derrick Henry, is there really one guy who you can put out there, a threat who can stay healthy? Because all these guys, McCaffrey, Barkley,
Jonathan Taylor.
Derrick Henry got hurt last year. So
first of all, running his whole career. Yeah,
but right.
They get hurt.
Running backs get hurt.
So why would you pay one of them $10 million? I don't hate the Shanahan approach, but you need to get better guys because in your stable.
This is why you pay one of them $10 million, because there are very few three-down backs, which is really what the conversation should be. He's one of them. He's a pass-catching threat. Every time he touches the ball, he can go house. And he fits the system really well. They were actually linked to him when he was being drafted. The second part of this is that too many guys are going down because they don't have a bell cow. And at some point, like they did with D Ford, you got to swing to bring in a proven guy to solidify the position.
Yeah, but
that's the way I view it.
Like I hear all that, but at the same time, not only do running backs always get hurt, they are, even the good ones, are circumstantial as well. Everybody with the number one overall pick in their fantasy drafts ran and got Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been able to do a damn thing this year.
Yeah, but he was great last year.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. But if the Colts offense is not going to be good this year, then Jonathan Taylor is not going to be good this year. That's always the way it works.
But is Frank Reich better than Shanahan?
I don't
think he's even close.
No, but that's kind of the point. Like, what you can say, let's go get a great back, and if you don't have a good offensive line and you don't have good play calling and you don't have all that stuff going on and you don't have a pass game that's a threat, it doesn't matter. The flip side, like Dibs just said, the flip side is let's not get an elite running back. Let's have a healthy offense top to bottom, and there are many people we could stick back there and get production.
But
historically they have.
But here's the thing, though. I need a threat at all levels in today's NFL.
Back.
Like, Brandon Ayuk, if you're going to play Deebo at running back in the backfield, which I don't like, then you got one legit wide receiver. Juwan Jennings, defense is like, all right, go ahead, throw to Juwan Jennings all day long.
League.
Danny Gray is a rookie, all right?
Right.
We don't know anything about him. George Kittle's probably going to be used to block even more now with Trent Williams is out. I need playmakers. I need threats. I need guys where the defense says, okay, we have to account for this guy. They'll look at Jeff Wilson Jr. and be like, okay, nice little running back, but he ain't scaring nobody.
But what threat do you have when you have a quarterback who can't throw the ball down the field? If I'm a D coordinator and I look at this team, it's like Jeff Wilson Jr., fine. We're going to go ahead and put 8 in the box and let Jimmy G beat us. And like you said, you got no deep threat because Danny Gray can't get on the field because Kyle doesn't trust Jimmy to throw the ball deep. So now everything gets sucked up. George Kittle's going to block.
Yep.
Now you got Ayuk and you got Deebo. Deebo's route running is not great.
Nope.
So now we just key on Ayuk. And last week, you saw it with Denver. They doubled Ayuk.
Yep.
They doubled Deebo.
That's what I'm saying.
They doubled George Kittle when they needed to. And now, go ahead, Jimmy. Beat us. And, you know, Jeff Wilson Jr., two big runs, but otherwise you had nothing else.
Is Najee Harris a great back? You like him?
Yeah, but he's got here's the variety.
That's my concern.
But
because if you stick that
Trubisky's
around you,
terrible.
Exactly.
He was last year with Big Ben.
So that's the point. You have
Big Ben was a shell of himself.
But he was still Big Ben, and the
agreed.
offense was different. You have to be able to have a threat in the passing game for your running game to work. This is why Derrick Henry is so amazing. They have never had like a dynamic passing game, and he's still been able to. Well,
I'm trying to bring in good players. That's the way I look at it.
The more playmakers are better.
No doubt, but I'm trying not to lock up my cap with running backs.
Well, if that's the case, sit here and make, again, if we want to go financial, why are we paying a right tackle $10 million a year when he's a three over $10 million a year player?
Why are you paying Eric Armstead when it looks like
$20 million on an interior defensive lineman and you rotate?
He was good last year.
Yeah, but they didn't miss him on Sunday. That's what I'm saying. You got money.
Well, and it's about value at the position. So you do that with running back,
right?
I don't want to pay a running back $10 million, but yet you're paying a defensive lineman, an interior lineman who rotates $20 million a year when no one else in the league allocates money that way. You spend a 13th overall pick on a defensive tackle when you're rotating defensive tackles.
But wouldn't they respond and say, but we've got the best defense in football right now?
But Kinlaw has not been a part of that.
Well, he's been hurt.
I know, but I'm just saying, so if we're going to go the value proposition, then I would say, also, you invested in a first-round wide receiver. You're not throwing him the ball enough to warrant that first-round tag.
Doubt.
You took a third-round running back. So we could do the value thing. I know this. Saquon's a baller.
A baller.
Okay?
Yeah.
I would love to have an offense with Debo and Saquon and Kittle and Ayuk just to help whoever the quarterback is.
So the New York fan would respond to you and say, it's great that you think Saquon's a baller because he's had a nice three games. We've been missing him for the last 2 years.
Well, that's
the problem.
Torn ACL, but that's not, you can't control injuries.
No, you can't.
However, you look at when he's on the field, you are much better with him on the field. But the Giants fans know that.
You said it.
They get shut out without Saquon on Monday night.
But you said it. Running backs get hurt. So I'm not.
Everybody gets hurt.
Especially
on that field.
Especially on that field. That's a good point, Dibs.
We're going to talk about that. I mean, that turf is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's insane that something hasn't happened.
Coming up at 9:45, what are you doing?
We were watching that game. I remember we were doing the post game. Three consecutive plays. Not three plays in a game.
And non-contact.
It was Solly, Nick Bosa, and Jordan Reed. Boom, 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 boom. You've got to be kidding me.
My man, Sterling Shepard wasn't even turning.
I know.
He wasn't even running hard.
I couldn't believe it.
He was jogging like he was on a trail in the forest.
He was jogging.
He looked like he was walking down the Golden Gate Bridge, and all of a sudden his leg is gone.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
It is.
Just would nice to have a passing threat out of the backfield.
No doubt.
Debo Samuel. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have a passing threat out of the backfield. Juice, it's a nice story. He'll get you one or two catches
a game. Great catch.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a great catch.
Good show.
Raffman used to get six touches a game. And I'm not, Raffman's a different, but William Floyd, 5 to 7 touches a game. These were elite fullbacks. The era is so different, and I get that. But as a pass catcher, I feel like he's criminally underutilized.
Kyle Shanahan and his 21 personnel. We're going to cram it. We're going to try to run it 40 times.
Just a couple dinks.
Can we get some 3x1 bases, coach?
We don't run four wides ever. We don't go empty.
Can we go 3x1?
You got a quarterback who can't throw and a running back who can't run and pass catchers who can't get open.
It is wild.
But they're going to be a playoff team, Mark. They are. What do you want to bet?
It is wild. Whatever you want.
Ooh.
Whatever you want.
Ooh, I like this.
Whatever you want.
I got three kids and a bunch of problems. Thank you.
It works now. Although you're pushing it by calling your older ones kids still, seeing as they can vote. But anyway.
Quest just got a nose pierce.
Did he?
Wow. Yeah, he's 21 and a half. What am I going to say?
I told him,
I said, Questy, and I call him Questy like he's still a baby. Two things, son. Huh. No gauges in the ears.
Yeah, that,
I said, no gauges and no tattoos, but if you want to get a tattoo, run it by me. Let's make sure. Let's make sure. The nose pierce.
So he went Tupac on us, huh?
A little bit.
How old is he?
He's 21.
21.
He went Tupac on his jacket.
He can't get a tattoo if he wants.
He can get a tattoo. He can do whatever he wants.
Permanent.
He's 6'2", 230. He can do whatever he wants.
6'2", 230?
Is he really?
Your boy's a handful.
Where the hell did he get that?
Your boy's the X is 5'11", and I'm 230, so there you go.
You never heard this story?
What's wrong with you?
So we go to a Warrior game.
What's wrong with you?
We go to a Warrior game. Me and my wife, I thought I was special. They give out some tickets.
You are.
And they go, we got great seats. I go, oh, awesome. Come to find out, we're in a section with everybody. Lowe's there. This kid is sitting next to me, and he's in my seat or whatever, and I didn't know who it was. And I'm like, hey, me and my wife are going to sit here. Can you just slide over a little? And I'm looking, and all of a sudden, Dan comes out of nowhere, and he's like, yeah, that's my son. And I'm looking, I'm going, that's your kid? He's like twice your size.
He's a monster.
And I felt like a jerk because I totally kicked him out of the seats.
Oh, he's so great. Yeah. He had a, you know, took him both hands to lift him up. But Quest is a big kid. He's a tall drink of water. But I told him, no gauges, no tattoos. But if you want to get a tattoo, let's talk about
I'm
it
with
first.
You on that.
And now you're
it's
a girl
permanent.
Dad. Yeah. Now you're a girl dad.
And I already told her, no gauges, no tattoos. Yeah.
No boyfriends until she's 21.
Dude, she turns a month tomorrow. I can't even. She's already breaking hearts. Gook. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, boy.
By the way, I'll bet you she has a tattoo someday, too. We can do that bet if you want.
I
want
to bet you if I'm not
at the beach.
I'm not alive for
I'm one
it
of the only people without a tattoo at almost every beach I go to. It is. I'm
I
like,
don't have one.
You don't
I
have
don't
one? Have
I
one about you?
I don't have one.
We have no tats in the room?
Yeah, no.
My wife has the old. She's going to kill me, but she's got a bad one.
Do iron-ons count?
And she tells her niece all the time, this is what happens when you're 18 and you get a dumb tattoo that doesn't transfer into your late 30s.
Well, I tell you why. I didn't get a tattoo.
Out in the
yeah, I know. Out there big time.
Love you, man.
Couch night for Sasky. Yeah. I was too broke. Yeah. I wanted a tattoo when I was 18. I was just broke. I was broke.
Big
I could not have had the money. And then when I finally got a little bit of coin, I was like, eh. Tattoos.
I'm so old. If you had a tattoo in my day, you were in the Navy.
Bye-bye.
In the Navy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.